Take the steps to protect your life, home, and community at BeWildfireReadyFL.com. While spring is wildfire season in Florida, our state is at risk for wildfires almost year-round. Wildfire can burn more than just trees. Prevent and prepare for wildfire at BeWildfireReadyFL.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here out of Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And we appreciate our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center haulers out there getting the job done, delivering the packages and the parcels that you have so the rest of us can have a great weekend. Now, let's not forget either our great Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers doing the same thing, delivering the parcels that they have. And, of course, there's also the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And don't forget, you can find us over on Getter. You can find us on True Social. You can find us on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain at an S. America, all one word, lowercase it, and that's how you'll find us. Now, we also have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we're up to. And, oh, by the way, when you get over there, there's a link on that page for my first guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Check it out.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. You know, it's another great night here in Florida. It's 75 degrees on one side of the building and 76 on the other with clear skies. What a night.
Well, that's really amazing. Yes, exactly. Well, we got 55 right here.
I don't want it. I'll take what I got. I'm sorry. And by the way, no mosquitoes. There's no skeeters flying around, neither.
That's a relief.
Yeah, that's amazing, because normally with the warmer weather come the skeeters, and I haven't seen any, but that's just me talking. What do I know? It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And you need to understand that the sooner the better, because we need to get back to our roots. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I think we're making a little bit of progress by what I'm starting to see, but it's going to be a slow road back.
Yes, I think you're right, but we keep going every day.
Now, the big news down here in Florida yesterday, and nationwide, actually, when it comes to women's rights, was our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing the 6-week abortion ban law into effect. right away the world's come to an end. Oh, my God, it'll never be the same. Oh, we're doing this, we're doing it. It's terrible, it's horrible. Well, excuse me, it's a responsible thing to do.
Well, you know, Captain, there are other states that have also adopted the 6 week, our cardiac activity, which occurs at about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So Florida does join in. And heretofore, Florida had a 15 week a ban on abortion. You couldn't have an abortion after 15 weeks.
Yeah. And I don't have any problem with this. I don't think you do either. I don't think anybody who's paid any attention does. It's not like we're going to go out there and we're just going to kill a bunch of babies because that's what we're going to do because, oh, I made a one-night mistake. Oh, I did this, I did that. You've got to be responsible for your activities.
Well, what this will mean for example, the primaries and then beyond the primaries is where this really comes into play, and that is if you have to go through these primaries because you have the conservative base, basically, of the Republican Party. But then in the general election, whoever the Republican nominee is has to try to be able to convince the general public, the independents. And they may have to soften their stance or try to come up with some way of communicating with those voters on abortion.
Speaking of convincing, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is rumored to be retiring. He's saying, no, it's not true. There are three senators that have already rallied for votes to replace him. What's going on here?
Well, Senator McConnell, of course, suffered a concussion during a fall recently. He's been out, I think, for some 5 weeks. But he says he's looking forward to returning to the Senate this coming Monday. He says we've got important business to tackle and big fights to win. So I don't see him retiring just yet, but yes, these are the rumors that we're hearing.
Is he going to fight with Dianne Feinstein?
Well, Dianne Feinstein is now thought to not be returning to the Senate at all. She's been battling shingles, a shingles infection, evidently. And, of course, she's in her 80s now, and, this is what we've been hearing. So a lot of people are asking for her actually to step aside at this point.
Well, whatever happens, it's going to be extremely interesting. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Ukraine. And we're going to talk about the risk that's being placed there on our soldiers that we've got there. Something that you're not hearing about that you should be. But, you know, here we go again. We don't know anything. I'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
We're expecting you to get all your math assignments in and get up on time for the next 5 weeks.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Counselor Michael Anderson shares how your child will likely meet your expectations and the power of a compliment.
You say to your child, I'm so proud of you. I just went online and checked, and all your assignments are in, and 9 of the last 10 days you've got up on your own. And so we're going to do this for one more week, then we're going to drop that off and maybe look for a couple other things for you to work on.
Would you ever get the response, "It's always another couple things, Dad. It never ends."
Well, that's a really good point. And one of the, our parenting approach, we believe you have to convey that you're for the kid. And if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to pull it off.
Give your child a compliment and help them feel valued and connected. And hear more parenting strategies at FamilyMinute.org.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-820-6058. 800-820-6058. 800-820-6058.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And you are also listening to us, and this segment is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow and MyStore.com. Now, let me tell you something. If you haven't taken advantage of all of the special prices that Mike Lindell has got going on over at MyPillow, then shame on you. This is the weekend. You go over there to the website, look at everything he's got on the homepage, and then open up some of those other pages and take a look, see at what's there. Now, the promo code that you'll need to have is the word Captain. One word, Captain, on everything and anything that's there that's on sale. You could save more than 90% on some of the discontinued items that are there. For example, the older slippers that are going by the wayside, buy 10 pair, $25 a pair, save well over $100 a pair on those slippers. That's number one. Number two, the brand new pillow, the MyPillow 2.0, the one that keeps you even cooler at night than what they previously had. Buy one, get one free. Tremendous deal. Where are you going to find that? And you're not going to find it over there much longer, so you need to get moving. Buy one, get one on the pillow. The Giza sheets are also that way. They've also got, of course, the new slippers, where you can save up to 40, 50, 60%, depending on what it is you're looking at. The towels, just go over there and look. MyPillow.com. And if you want to call them and talk to a live person and ask some questions, the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time on the phone number, 800-641-5459. Call that number. Ask them any questions that you have. They'll answer them for you, and away you go. But you can't lose on this deal, folks. All you're going to do is save money, and lots of it. So all you're going to do is save money, and lots of it, by going over to MyPillow.com and MyStore.com
and using the promo code CAPTAIN. It's just that simple. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you and Mrs. Professor having a good time enjoying your new products?
Well, of course. Yeah, we love the slippers. Giza sheets are awesome.
Well, I'm waiting on one more pair of slippers to come in. I don't know why I'm still waiting, but I'm waiting for them. They haven't come in yet. I guess maybe it was the size, because I had to order a wider size now because of my feet. So it's a little different story when you specialize things, I guess, right?
Right, of course.
Yeah, so there you go. But let's get back to the scheme of things here. Just talked about Mitch McConnell. In my opinion, he needs to go. He really does. They need new blood in the Senate, just like they've got in the House, and they need to get in there and just fire the people up. Now, let's talk about the Kiev embassy, the United States embassy, for a second. It's widely believed that we have a fair contingent of American troops coming and going out of the embassy all the time, because that's where we're using our intelligence headquarters to monitor the troop movements and different things that are going on, and send the information from the battlefield back to CENTCOM and wherever else it needs to go. And as a result, American troops now at the Kiev embassy have become even more of a target and are in harm's way.
Well, certainly, Captain. The Russians, attack in that area, it is not beyond the realm of possibility that a United States soldier or personnel would be caught in that kind of fire, or worse, killed. And the ramifications of that would be extraordinary. This is something that, the American people need to know more about. The president, I think, has to be forthcoming about this. And it can't simply be something that they're concerned about, that kind of thing, because something can happen. And I'm surprised something hasn't happened yet.
Well, the Russians would love to go out and capture some American soldiers as they're coming and going to the embassy. They'd love to have the opportunity to do that. And I think so far we've been very careful about that. But our luck is going to run out somewhere along the line. You watch and see.
Well, that is the major, major catastrophe that could happen at a moment's notice. And then that puts this war into an entirely different realm. Mm-hmm. And that's something we have to be very careful of.
Now, we have a gentleman by the name of Stefan Positino, who's a Washington, D.C. lawyer, who represented former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson during her appearance before the January 6th House Select Committee that investigated the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. He is now suing the committee for destroying his reputation and career for millions of dollars.
That's right, some $67 million, I think, to be precise. But, of course, this is about the committee, the January 6th committee, which, Captain, developed a narrative that they wanted to develop. It might as well have been written down as a script for a miniseries or something.
Well, they stirred the pot enough to get Elon Musk involved again, because Elon Musk has caused a stir on Twitter on Friday. Did you see the tweet he put out?
What was the tweet?
He called for any parent or doctor who carries out sex change surgery on minor children to be locked away in prison for life.
Well, Elon Musk is in a unique position, Captain, to say something just like that, because it seems as though so many parts of our society have taken leave of their senses for these kinds of things. How is it possible that a small child or a minor child can possibly make those kinds of life-changing decisions, and yet we don't allow them to do so many other things in our society, because we understand that they're not ready to make such enormous decisions as such?
Well, they can't, and neither can the kids, even with their parents beside them. They can't make a decision like that.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. But I think what Elon Musk is talking about is that, you have doctors who are more than willing to actually follow through with this. And I would submit, Captain, that it is a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm. There doesn't seem to be any cogent reason why a doctor would perform such a thing on a minor child.
Money.
Well, of course. Well, yes, obviously. Money. That. But we are being told, basically, you know, the way that the society is going is that if you were to question such a thing, then somehow you're wrong or you're even evil for actually even asking a question about it. That, Captain, is a very huge indicator that something has gone horribly wrong.
Well, let's see how evil we can get right now. We talked about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in an earlier segment in this hour signing the 6-week abortion ban law. But we didn't talk about the other part, round two, that's coming with the Disney fight. They are going after Disney and for who has the right and the authority to be able to zone it as a business entity, as a residential entity, as whatever type of entity.
Right. This has to do with the fact that Disney essentially governed itself over so much of the area that they occupy in
yep.
Florida. Exactly. And so, of course, then there was a huge political kerfuffle, shall we say, with Disney. And this is what set Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, on that path, I believe.
There's nothing worse than a kerfuffle that doesn't kerfuffle.
Right.
If it kerfuffles, then you have a kerfuffle instead of a kerfuffle.
Precisely. But Disney is having a terrible time in and of itself, Captain. I mean, I think they're having a terrible time with their movies, with a lot of the content for their streaming service.
They are.
And they've had the woke issues. This is a very, very bad time for Disney. So many people that I talk to, Captain, want Disney to return to being the Disney
yes.
that everybody loves and knows.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, what you're saying is very true. I hear it all the time from people that are afraid to take their kids to Disney because of what they might see that they don't adhere to. Now, China says they will not export any weapons of any kind to the Ukraine. Are you buying that?
I don't know. Maybe it's time for the laughing man on that one. You know, you can also, they have a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn.
Okay. Your wish is my command.
There it is.
All right. In the meantime, folks, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, laughing man included. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnserSarasota.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Washington Post report shows that U.S. officials knew of additional Chinese spy balloons other than the one that moved across the country in January and February. A document produced by the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency found that one of the balloons carried surveillance equipment around the world from December 2021 through May 2022. Minneapolis becomes the first U.S. city to allow loudspeaker broadcast of the Muslim call to prayer five times a day, year-round. by a unanimous vote of the Minneapolis City Council, which has three Muslim members, the city's noise ordinance will be amended. The vote came during the Muslim month of Ramadan. Jewish protesters charged the stage while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was speaking in New Hampshire, chanting "Jews against DeSantis." DeSantis was unruffled as the two female protesters rushed the stage.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we focus on the critical issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
Whether it's presenting arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court or engaging in the halls of Congress for more than a quarter of a century, the ACLJ has been on the front lines protecting our values and constitutional freedoms.
There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the most important issues of the day than at the ACLJ website. You can listen to our daily radio broadcast, watch our television show, get the latest news and insight on vital issues, even support the work of the ACLJ. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we don't just talk about the issues, we take action to defend our values and our constitutional freedoms. Join us online at the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org.
Captain Matt here. You've heard of Mixon Fruit Farms. Did you know their Groveside Cafe is the hidden gem of Bradenton? Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich is incredibly delicious. People from all over, even Miami, say it's the best they've ever had, and I completely agree. Mixon's pressed Cuban is absolute perfection. The Mixon Groveside Cafe is open Monday through Saturday for lunch. Get in there today. Mixon loves their local regulars. Skip the line and call ahead, 941-748-5829.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate a business called Relief Factor. Now, if you want to find out what it's done for me and for hundreds of thousands of others and millions that have bought it and tried it, you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, see what it does, see what it has in it, and see what it can do for you. Now, I took it because of the pain and the inflammation and the discomfort I was having. And I found it to be the only product that would help me. The only product out of all the different products that I tried, including massage, including other different things. And I'm so thankful that I found it. And I found it because of a radio commercial just like this. Heard it on the radio and went over and tried the 1995 3-week quick start about 11 years ago or thereabouts. And guess what? That same quick start is still only $19.95. And you get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. Now, while you're over there, you'll also see vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin A, and other great multivitamins that are over there that also will work with for you and with you. And if you have any doubts, you can just write down the ingredients that are there in the bottle and then ask your doctor about it. And I'm sure they'll tell you what I was told, and that was that they're very potent. And for somebody that's got a vitamin deficiency of any kind, it'll definitely help you. So, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start for Relief Factor. And Kyle Warren likes to say something. What is it there, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there today, $19.95. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. And I'd be willing to bet you that you might be out of pain sooner rather than later. Now, Mr. Kyle, tonight, last night, the Rays were going for 14 in a row in Toronto. They fell a little short. They didn't make it. But they did set the tie the modern-day record of 13 wins in a row to start the season. That won't be done again for a while, I'm sure. And it was just an unbelievable streak watching it. But, you know, I think they'll start up another one and away they'll go. What do you think?
Well, of course, you know, and especially watching a great team like the Rays is just really something. And I think everybody's glad that baseball's back, and baseball's back in the way that it really should be. We had a lot of years here with the COVID issue and all these things, but I was even out at Angel Stadium just earlier this week, and it was great to see people out having a great time enjoying baseball.
But you were out there working.
No, thankfully, no, we just got to watch the game.
Oh, they didn't have you roll off the flag?
No, they haven't done the flag yet. So it's always a fun thing to do that. It's really an honor, and it's really something to do. But no, we were just there to enjoy the game, and the Angels won. It was great.
And, of course, you have an A number one baseball fan.
That's right, of course.
I wonder who that could be.
Well, yes, well, my son is a big baseball fan.
All right, there you go. Now, and that's great, and that's baseball should be a family sport. But we'll see what happens. You know, they're 13-1 right now to start the season, and away they go, and they play again today, this afternoon, I think at 2 o'clock or thereabouts Eastern time. Now, some areas in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, folks, still remain closed due to the floodwaters from earlier this week, as the airport did reopen after the historic rain of 25 inches in 24 hours earlier this week. But there are still areas where things are still underwater, they've not drained just yet, and it'll be perhaps over the weekend before they get down to where they need to be. I don't know, but I would be very careful if I was going into Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that's right. We have a report that, of course, you know, businesses are now starting to dry out, basically, having to replace floor coverings, carpeting, hardwood floors, when, you know, all these just a couple of feet of water came through the entire area. So this is a big cleanup and trying to get back to normal.
Yeah, and we wish them well, but, you know, this sort of stuff happens because of the topography of the land. It's kind of a some of that area down there is actually below sea level, so that's what the problem is.
Right, exactly. But our best wishes, though, to our friends in Fort Lauderdale. It's a really big deal, and we're so sorry that it happened.
Yeah, and that goes for Fred, and that goes for Steve, who always chime in from down there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the top secret documents dump that has right now stopped, for the most part, because they caught their culprit, was it a case, Kyle, of sloppiness on our part?
Well, that's a really good question. I've heard a lot of different discussion on this. One of them is that here you have this 21-year-old Teixeira, basically, you know, having access to this somehow because he was part of the clearinghouse of sending this information to different agencies. But also at the same time, he evidently was trying to transcribe some of these things. This is something new. And then evidently began taking documents home in order to photograph them. So how he was able to do that and get it out of any secure area is something that they're investigating. But certainly, yes, I mean, the protocols are there. How were they breached so easily, so effectively, and then to be put out into a private chat room where, you know, the government was not even aware that this was happening until it was too late?
Well, the way they found out about it, remember, was this foreign individual who, that's all he does is try to get to the bottom of who's putting out some of these stories.
Well, right, right, and but in other words, this was going on, and he needed to, there was no inkling that this person was capable of pulling this off.
So, are we at a point where we don't need to worry about it anymore?
No, I think we have to worry about it very, very much. This is a massive breach. The president himself saying he wasn't concerned about the information because it somehow wasn't contemporaneous with something. That seems like a pretty flimsy sort of excuse. I mean, Biden's always on the wrong side of everything. They asked him before, is the Taliban going to take over in Afghanistan? He said, no. You know, I mean, so he's always trying to minimize it, or maybe he just doesn't really know. But anybody who can watch this with any cognizance at all can see that this is a major problem, because it also, Captain, begins to reveal perhaps how we got that information. And this is a treasure trove now for the Russians, for example.
Well, I don't think he knows.
Yeah, I don't think he knows either, to be honest. You know, I can understand trying to downplay something. But it seems to me that he's always kind of getting it wrong. He doesn't understand the full extent of what the problem might be, how serious it is.
Well, serious enough that we're talking about it.
Well, sure. And there are a lot of, and I think it's important to point out, though, too, Captain, there are a lot of people working in the intelligence field that do their job. They have no designs to try to hurt the United States. They are probably so much more aghast at this than anybody ever could be, because it's a breach of the kind of thing that they pride themselves on, that they do for this country. So I don't want to paint with too broad a brush. But this person did a very, very bad thing, and they're paying a huge consequence for it.
Well, now you're painting with broad brushes.
No, I don't want to paint. Don't want to do that. No, because there are people who are helping to keep the secrets of the U.S. And our allies, and doing their job each day, because it has to be done in order to maintain our national security. Sure.
I was just picking on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good morning to Jeannie. Jeannie is commenting about all the different things that have been going on lately. And thank you very much, Jeannie. We appreciate you. She's one of our regular friends and attendees to our lunches down there at Bradenton and whatnot. Of course, Mixon's Fruit Farms is going to be closing their doors in July. And they may or they may not keep the restaurant open. It depends on the type of deal that's made with the new owner, who wants to keep the store aspect and make it into like a thrift store. We'll see what happens there. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere as we continue to rotate along.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
Did you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air in micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill. Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Let it ride. And would you cry if I told you that loud? And would you
All right, I got a question for Kyle Warren here. Would you let it ride, Kyle?
I would definitely let it ride.
Now, who's that group?
Well, that's the BTO. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, and that was back in her heyday, Let It Ride. That's one of their better songs, and I like it. I mean, it's really got a great beat. You can dance to it, and the harmony in there is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's really indicative of the time period as well. And, yeah, I really liked Bachman Turner Overdrive, taking care of business, stuff like that. Their album, Not Fragile, it was really cool, too.
Taking care of business every day. Oh, never mind. You get me going there. All right, well, let's talk about the weather because we've got to take care of some business there. Now, we do have some snow tonight, and there is probably a storm in the offing in a couple different places, one of them being Colorado west of 25. Again, up over the mountains towards Utah and up into Wyoming, there's definitely some snow in that forecast, 25 west Colorado and up into Wyoming, certainly from looks like from Laramie and Cheyenne up towards Elk Mountain, and then you'll be out of that. But anyway, take it away, Kyle. What is going on out there?
Well, that's right, Captain. We are seeing winter weather advisories along I-80. If you're coming west out of Cheyenne, as you mentioned, up towards Elk Mountain there. This also drops down into Colorado, and especially if you're coming out I-70, you got a winter weather advisory sticking with you all the way to at least Grand Junction. We're taking a look at the weather, the radar map right now. It looks like a little bit of snow. This is going to be southeast of Parachute. It's not covering the interstate at this point. But if you go south of Denver along I-25, Colorado Springs, you're going to get snow, mix of snow and rain all the way down towards Pueblo and then over to the east as well near a place called Hugo. And then also coming up on Cheyenne Wells. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Of course, all that goes into what the captain will be telling everybody about here in a moment, what's going on in Kansas. But continuing out west, we have snow in central Wyoming right now that's actively falling. And then we also have some of these flood watches. Here's an interesting one, Captain. If you're up in northern Nevada, Winnemucca along I-80 towards Battle Mountain all the way over towards Carlin, it's the same issue we've had now for several mornings, and that is the warmer temperatures can cause melting, and that in and of itself can cause flooding. Same thing for the area around Reno up towards Susanville in northern California, and then skirting the Nevada-California line going south out of Reno. So be careful and be aware of that. We do have some very dry, possibly windy weather in central New Mexico right now. That's it for this hour. More next hour, and back to the captain.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you do get that weather where the snow is melting and it's warmer and whatnot, you also get fog, and there's a lot of areas of fog. I'll talk about that in a second here. But I want to go right up to North and South Dakota. You do have some rain across the eastern two-thirds of North Dakota tonight from the Canadian border on down to South Dakota. Over there in the northeastern corner of South Dakota, the rain comes down that far tonight. That's I-29. And then moving down into Kansas, the southwestern corner of Kansas, coming out of Colorado and up through the panhandle of Oklahoma and Amarillo in Texas, you do have a heavy frost tonight through that area. So it's going to be a bit nippy for you, so be advised of that. We do have some unsettled weather down below Lubbock, down there in the southwestern part of Texas and coming out of down there in El Paso. We've got some unsettled weather down there. Could be almost anything that would happen down there in terms of wind or rain or even fog, for that matter. All right, going back up to Minnesota, the Twin Cities to the northeast up towards Duluth, you've got some rain up in there and more coming. We do have a winter watch advisory for winter weather up in the northern peninsula of Michigan. That will also include the northern part of Wisconsin, where we have some rain and the possibility for maybe a little of other stuff to go along with it. And then moving on over and down into the northwestern corner, all the way down the deep south of Alabama, we have some dense fog along I-20 over to I-65 and then straight north up I-65 to the Tennessee line. We have a lot of fog coming out of New Orleans tonight, coming right up 55, right up to, up to the northeastern, the northwestern quadrant of Florida and the southwestern quadrant of Alabama, right there, Mississippi, where the Louisiana, where this fog is going to be. And then it's coming across I-10, jumping across in various places, goes all the way down to the Keys before you get out of it down there. Then you'll have some unsettled weather conditions in the mountainous areas of North Carolina, of South Carolina, and fog tonight going up the East Coast from about Wilmington, North Carolina, on up to the naval bases in Virginia. And that fog will continue up into southeastern Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia, to include southeastern New York, Binghamton, Elmira, and then it looks like it goes up north as far as Syracuse tonight with the fog. And that's what we got. And Kyle, tell us why we want to go to the Flying J.
Well, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J travel centers all across the highways and byways of the land because, number one, they're going to have the fuel you need, they're going to have the supplies you need, and you're going to be able to find something really good to eat, and you're going to be able to find great amenities, especially for our trucker friends out there across the highways and byways. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can download. It's real easy to download the My Rewards Plus app, and when you do that, you're going to start getting great offers. You're going to save money. You can start earning up to 4 points per gallon. And when you use certain aspects of the My Rewards Plus app, like reserving your parking space, you can earn even more bonus points. So it's a great deal. Go to pilotflyingj.com today. Check it out. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and I look forward to stopping this weekend, probably at the one over there just north of Tampa on I-75. In San Antonio, that's what they call it, San Antonio, that exit there. I'm going to stop there and say howdy, howdy to some folks in my travels over the weekend. So there you go. And if I see you, come on up to me. I'll shake your hand. You might get something free out of me. You never know. You never know, right?
That's right. Yep. You never know. That's right. So go up and say hi to the captain. That's what we're
You got it. All right. And Kyle, of course, we're coming back. I hear the music in my ear here. We're coming back, so don't go anywhere. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I will be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here, on a weekend edition show. And remember, it's all about we the people here. Not me, not he, not thee, not Kyle, not myself. It's all about we the people. So keep it trucking, keep it going, and we will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget,
news, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press, and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court will allow access to a key abortion drug to remain in place while it considers challenges to a Texas judge's ruling that imposed a ban on its use.
The Supreme Court order is signed by Justice Samuel Alito, keeping intact the federal rules that allow women to access mifepristone, coming just hours before a ban would have taken place. The nation's highest court tells lawyers on both sides to weigh in by Tuesday. The U.S. Solicitor General says a Texas court order overruling the FDA's judgment would unleash regulatory chaos. It's expected the high court will take up the challenges next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The National Rifle Association is holding its convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, and one of the main speakers Friday was former President Trump. He spoke about the Biden administration and lawmakers who oppose gun rights.
They want to take away your guns while throwing open the jailhouse doors and releasing bloodthirsty criminals into your communities. They want to abolish your borders and impoverish your families while spending your money on endless and very, very stupid foreign wars.
Former Vice President Mike Pence also spoke at the gathering Friday afternoon. Most prospective GOP nominees plan to stop by the convention. President Biden says he will soon announce his intentions for 2024. He told reporters in Ireland an announcement will come relatively soon and that his plan was to run again. He said for months his plan was to run for re-election, but he never provided a concrete date for his announcement. A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman appears in court accused in the leak of highly classified military documents. The Guardsman did not enter a plea at Friday's hearing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today, today.
12 U.S. soldiers who died during the Revolutionary War in a pine forest in South Carolina in 1780 will be reburied.
The 12 were quickly buried as British troops were approaching in Camden. As part of the ongoing 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War, they are going to get a proper reburial. Forensic anthropologist Bill Stevens says they are
putting puzzle pieces together and looking at indicators that tell us, you know, how old someone is, and we have learned a lot about battlefield injuries.
Their names may soon be discovered through DNA testing and genealogy. These soldiers are the lucky ones. They can be remembered. Many of the 900 killed in Camden were left above ground with no trace of them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Foothill areas of Sequoia National Park and the Sierra Nevada Mountains of California have reopened to the public following extensive storm damage to roads last month. No access to its giant trees is expected for weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It's good to have hobbies. It's good to travel. It's good to do fun things in retirement. But I think most of us also want to do something meaningful in terms of giving back to the community.
I think if you start as an ombudsman, it's going to tear at your heartstrings and it's going to pull you in. Our older folks need us.
For more information, go to ombudsman.elderaffairs.org. That's ombudsman.elderaffairs.org.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more to Captain's America, thirdwatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and we are broadcasting to everybody that's listening to us tonight on the radio, on the network, all across the country, as well as those people that are listening to us on the internet and on the satellite elsewhere. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, also to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, to the Customs and Border Patrol, to the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe tonight. And let's also thank everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, namely all the truck drivers, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail and all their parcels all over the place. And, of course, we've also got the Amazon warehouse sorting their parcels for tonight. And also the trucks that are out delivering all across the country. Now, we also have our suicide jockeys to thank for hauling the gas, for hauling the diesel, and for hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. That's all one word, lowercase, put it all together, Captain's America. That's how you find us. And our website for our radio show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now out in California, we have the one and the only, the formidable, I used that word yesterday for somebody else, the formidable Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, we have a formidable Kyle Warren, and we want to thank you and thank everybody. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, and we'll thank everybody for joining in and applauding. We appreciate them. It's a gorgeous day here where I'm at. Again, as I said, we started out at 75 degrees, and guess what? It's still 75.
It's still 75. Well, that's amazing. Well, we're still holding here at 55 degrees. Well, actually, check that, 53 degrees. It's gone down 2 degrees since last hour.
Well, our buddy over there in Clearwater, Magic Mike, would probably be cold with that if he was standing outside, might have a coat on, because I know I would. But let's say the pledge, and then we'll get to the phone lines. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we isolate and say under God, we use those words because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Something which we need to have, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. And the aforementioned person that we just talked about is on the line. So, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
Hello, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? So, with this latest leak, now, I don't advocate anyone to break the law, but in a way, I'm kind of glad he did it, because my first point is the American people have been fed a bunch of bull. They tell us, oh, everything's under control, the war is going well, we're making headway. Well, come to find out, internally, privately, we're not so sure. Things aren't as good as what we thought they would be. I personally think, and please forgive me for saying this, but I just call it like I see it, I don't think this war is going to be won. I think Putin most likely will end up taking over Ukraine. And the second thing is, how does information that was meant for the highest ranked Joint Chiefs of Staff person get leaked by the lowest guy who just basically got into the military? Something about this story is not smelling right. I don't think we're being told the truth. I mean, maybe the man released it, but you can't tell me that the sensitiveness and the caliber of these documents, that he was just able to take them home and take pictures of them and post them online. Because if that's the story they're going with, we're in more deep doo-doo than what I originally thought. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the scientific term, Mike. We appreciate it. Well, you know, what we're hearing is that even the Pentagon is saying that the protocols that they have in place seem to have failed. That's right. So this is where the investigation has to be, because, yes, it doesn't make any sense how this appears to have happened, and the fact that all this information could have been gleaned by this one person.
And what's amazing is this information was picked up by another individual doing something similar to what he was doing in Europe at a European website.
Well, right, exactly. And then also to Mike's point about the war in Ukraine, it's long been a criticism that somehow there hasn't been enough given to Zelensky and the Ukrainian Defense Forces early on enough in order to make a massive difference, because now we've seen the war sort of drone on, basically.
What are you talking about, money?
Just material, enough of everything to make it stick.
Well, we can only give them so much, but we'll be back with more and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Oh, no! Oh, no, Jay Powell, the Fed said it. Oh, no, we could have a little recession this year. That's what they're predicting right now. Didn't we have a little recession last year, technically, when we had two quarters of negative economic growth? Anyway, the recession monster. Yeah, I equated this back to one of my favorite 1970 shows, In Search Of, with Leonard Nimoy, In Search Of Recession, because that's all everybody's doing. Where is this mythological beast, the recession? When is it going to rear its ugly head? Oh, no, we're all going to die. No, we're not. And in fact, if you actually use your head and you take a look about when the economy goes into a recession, and we shouldn't have to deal with recessions. That's because of the Fed's bubble-making nonsense. The markets outperform. The markets are predicting coming out of a recession. Don't fear things and don't act out of fear. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
York, install confidence.
Hi folks, Chris Casha here. The AC Today team has been your local independent heating and cooling experts for over 15 years. And to celebrate, for a limited time only, take $100 off any repair and up to $1,500 off a new system replacement and ensure your family's health, safety, and comfort. With summer around the corner, call 941-755-1336. That's 941-755-1336 to learn more. I'm Chris Casha, and we'd like to earn your trust. We make it easy to do business on your terms, not ours. For all your local AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
Online at actoday-fl.com.
Paisano's Italian Bakery is your destination for delicious, decadent desserts. How about an eclair? A pastry filled with sweet, creamy custard and mountains of rich, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate icing on the top. Or try a Napoleon. Layers of puff pastry and creamy custard topped with the perfect amount of icing. And of course, don't forget the favorites, tiramisu and cannoli to die for. Paisano's Gateway Shopping Center on Stickney Point, Sarasota. Paisano's, yum.
Just hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the show brought to you by the great Constitutional Grounds Coffee Company that advertises on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com. Now, we're going to play an Edwards notebook for you. He's not here. He's still on vacation and might have gotten kidnapped, for all I know, in Mexico. But that's where he went. So hold on. Here we come with our Constitutional Grounds advertised Ron Edwards notebook.
Because of the grossly inadequate government school system practice of not teaching complete and authentic American history, one would think that Black Americans contributed very little to our American society. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if your refrigerator contains any produce from your local grocery market, then you can rightfully credit Black United States inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Mr. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life of achievement. Amongst them was a 1930s patent for the roof-mounted cooling system commonly used to refrigerate food products on extended transportation routes. Frederick McKinley Jones officially received his roof-mounted cooling system patent for his invention in 1940. He also co-founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company that later became famously known as Thermo King. The company was critical during World War II, helping to preserve donated blood and food supplies for our American war heroes during the massive war between liberty and tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
And while you're over there at theronedwards.com, check out the Constitutional Coffee Grounds display that's over there, too, for Constitutional Coffee. Now, I will tell you that I've got my Tervis Tumbler coffee sitting right here. I drink iced coffee. That's what I like, is iced coffee, especially at night. So I'm going to give it the old test again here. Here we go. Oh, boy. I got to have another sip. That is so good. And the reason it's good is because it's not acidic. You know how you drink some of those coffees and it'll just tear your stomach up because it's got the acid in it and you can't stand it? Well, Constitutional Grounds Coffee will not do that. Now, you can find it over at theronedwards.com, his website. There's a display there. You can purchase using the promo code R20, which will save you 20% on the purchase of the coffee there. So go on over there, give it a shot, see what happens. I mean, after all, it's pretty good stuff, and I'll vouch for it. I will vouch for it. I've been drinking it for 2-3 years now, and it's not bad at all. So back to the show, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Howdy, howdy, howdy there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, just let me know one more time. What do I do? Is it RE20 for the Ron Edwards discount?
Yep.
All right, RE20. All right.
Yep, at ronedwards.com, theronedwards.com.
That's right.
Yep. Save yourself 20%. The coffee's good. You're going to like it. And like I say, it's not acidic. That's what I like about it.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. We're going to go to the phone lines because we've got, I think we've got Bagamon Bob on the line there. All right. Bagamon Bob, what's up?
Yes, Captain. I just saw a little video on the internet about there was a county in Arizona back in the last election that wanted to delay certification by the, I guess it was a supervisor of elections, I'm not sure. And this was, I think Carrie Lake was involved in this some kind of way, or anyway, for her. And he wanted to delay it. And then they held a county thing he said he had to dissent because he was going to be arrested if he did not vote to certify the election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't seem to me like normal type of procedure.
It is, because under law, every state has so many days with which to certify the election. And if they don't, then they go into violation. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah, but the state might go into violation, but how can they arrest him as a person?
Because he's violated the law and the post that he signed up to do.
Right. Anyway, he said in the video, when he gave a speech, he was at the meeting, he said, he didn't think that this was the way the Constitution was, the founders designed the Constitution to have people arrested for this. Anyway, I just wanted to find out about it.
All right. Well, he probably is right about it. Wasn't the way the founders decided that they wanted things to have happen, Kyle. But I will tell you, when you are dealing with state law and you're dealing with certifications and you're dealing with specific dates, you better do it or else.
Well, you're right about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, because if anybody remembers, back in 2000 in Florida, Catherine Harris, who was at the time the Secretary of State, who had to certify the election come hell or high water on a certain date, whether they had the votes in or not, she had to certify what they had, and she did, certified it for George W. Bush by, I believe it was some 600 or so votes, and then after they did more checking and found more votes in the panhandle, which is where they knew they had votes to begin with, the plurality went up to like 10 or 15,000.
Right, right. But I expect that at some point the election has to be over. See, that's the thing.
That is the thing.
Yeah.
And that's why they have to do it the way they're told and they have to do it by law. And if they don't, then you bet they're going to get arrested.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's, I don't agree with it, but hey, I can't do anything about it. I'm not in government, nor do I want to be.
I hear you. Yeah.
When are you running?
Well, you know, I might be running, but I'm not announcing anything. See, I'm going to be just like Joe Biden.
How about you're going to be just like Mike Pompeo?
Yes. Isn't that really something?
No, he surprised me and a lot of other people. I thought he was going to come out and do the test thing and see if he could garner enough votes maybe to be an interested party when it came to be vice president. But I guess he's got a different way of doing it. And for all I know, he may be auditioning once again for the position of Secretary of State under a Republican administration, should we get one.
That's a really interesting take. I would not be surprised if that's really what his thought process might be. I think a lot of people expected him to get into this race. He was talking on Fox News earlier yesterday with Bret Baier, and it just seemed, Captain, he said, you know, he and his family had prayerfully considered this, and there are a lot of issues he wanted to go out and talk about and fight for, but this isn't the time to do that or the cycle to do that. Obviously, the Trump factor is weighing heavy in this, and he didn't really have a whole lot to say about Donald Trump, but I think everybody's sort of wondering and waiting to see where is this really going to go vis-a-vis the indictment and this kind of thing, and, of course, Trump's popularity right now. So this is a game changer. If Pompeo's not going to be part of it, this is a real game changer.
Well, I think if Pompeo has been offered under Donald Trump, let's say, his old job back, that he would take it in a heartbeat. And I think that if he was offered consideration for being Secretary of State under a new Republican administration, he would take it in a heartbeat, because I believe the Secretary of State carries with it a lot of authority, and you are always in the limelight somewhere.
Well, certainly. And one of the things that was, I think, going to be very interesting about Pompeo as a possible candidate would be the fact that he could speak to all these different things happening around the world that we're observing. Certainly China on the rise, Russia on the move. He would be able to speak even just extemporaneously. He would not need a binder, by the way, Captain. He would need no binder whatsoever to be able to answer any question on foreign policy and world events right now. So we'll miss some of that, but we'll see if he begins to support somebody. He said, I think once it all gets sussed out, he's going to, you know, he would pick somebody and go with it. But interesting voice, and we'll see where it goes.
Are you picking on Frenchie?
A little bit. I have to admit, she has the binder. It is the all-knowing, all-seeing binder, I guess. And that's, you know, but that's just not what you need, man, when you're in that position.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, too, professor of politics, coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
A federal appeals court has preserved access for now to the abortion pill known as mifepristone, but reduced the period of pregnancy when the drug can be used and said it could not be dispensed by mail. The ruling late Wednesday temporarily narrows a decision by a lower court judge in Texas that had completely blocked the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the nation's most commonly used method of abortion. Predictably, those who favor killing babies are going ballistic. For them, abortion is and always has been a kind of child sacrifice to their secular gods of pleasure and no personal responsibility. The abortion war isn't over, and anyone who thought so is wrong. Just as the Cold War ended only to be replaced by something that could be far worse with Russia, China, and Iran, so too has overturning Roe v. Wade been replaced with another version of the same evil. The immediate response to all of this should be increased support for pregnancy help centers around the country that assist women struggling with unplanned pregnancies to see the value of the baby they're carrying. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All right, and don't forget, that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 38th at 66 in St. Pete, and they are the real deal. They are the real deal. Go over to my website. You'll see the link there. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and I hope everybody out there is doing great this weekend as well.
Well, it can't be because of the weather being bad, because we've got just a gorgeous night here right now. It's still, let me see here, let me get the temperature. It's still 75 degrees and clear.
Not bad, 54 and clear here. And actually, Captain, we're looking at 70 degrees for this weekend here in Southern California. It's a welcome warm-up.
Well, 70 degrees isn't a bad temperature.
No, it's not, but it's been cold. It's been overcast the last several days. We had a little bit of sun come out on Easter Sunday, and that was a really beautiful day, and everybody was so happy, and then it was, all of a sudden it went back to being gray.
But 70 degrees with a northwest wind off the Pacific Ocean, say from Alaska, is not such a great deal. Whereas if we get a northwest wind coming off the bay when it's been warmed up the way it is, it's not going to kill us.
Right, exactly.
Now, if it comes down the slot, down the central part of the United States, then we're going to get colder temperatures. But not this weekend. Mm-mm.
Right.
All right, well, let's go back to what we were talking about. The Reverend Al Sharpton. Remember that?
Of course, yeah, Reverend Al.
The Reverend Al Sharpton has ripped progressives for their soft-on-crime policies.
Yeah, okay, so wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone is right.
Al Sharpton is going after progressives about not dealing with violent crimes.
You heard it right.
Yes, well, yeah, this was during a conference in New York, I think, at the Sheraton New York Times Square Hotel. But I got to tell you, Captain, this is the kind of thing, because it can't be hidden. The crime, the not prosecuting it, the cities spiraling downward, none of this can be fixed by the traditional Democrat messaging machine, because it's just too obvious of what's happening. They can't double talk their way out of this kind of thing. And even Al Sharpton is calling them on it now. I mean, this is huge.
Well, here's something they're trying to talk people into. They're trying to use the telephone and the telehealth system that they have to talk about abortions and how they can get one and where they can go and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff, which is coming after the Supreme Court decision that said, now, wait a minute here, you can't do this.
Right. I think with this idea is like the telehealth is, you know, you can get prescribed, I think, something
the abortion pill.
That's right. So in other words, you're not going into the doctor per se, but you're phoning in or having a video conference call with your doctor, and they can, I suppose, prescribe this for you in some way. So that's right. And of course, after the Supreme Court decision, they seem to now be on the rise, from what we understand.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to be able to do this, but we'll see. Again, nobody is really clamping down on them, but you know, it's always the other side, always.
Well, right. This issue, and by the way, Captain, the Democrats literally just, I think, lay awake at night dreaming of being able to make the only issue in American politics abortion when it comes to the next presidential election. So they literally feed off of every single one of these controversies that comes up.
Well, the U.S. has now charged El Chapo's sons, that's sons with a plural, more than one, and 45 other Sinaloa cartel members with drug violations.
Well, that's good. You know, we need more of that, to be honest. And certainly, Captain, this sort of dovetails with what Kevin McCarthy has been talking about this past week, and that is trying to designate the cartels as terrorist organizations, basically.
Mm. Now, U.S. consumer credit, which has been slowing down lately, correct?
That's true, yes, yeah.
Has now gone up a little bit in April, leading for a lot of speculation that perhaps things are going to start to get better now. But I still don't think so. And the reason I don't is because of the price of oil and gasoline jumping. And we're hearing, well, oil and gasoline prices have settled down now, and they're a little bit more. No, they're not. Nothing has settled down in terms of oil and gas. It's a 14 cents a gallon in the last 10 days.
Well, that's right. Well, even while the consumer sentiment, it went up a little bit in April, a lot of people are still expecting and seeing that inflation is going to continue to go up. And that's for sure. Now, some are predicting some price drops, but that's because, of course, the markets are collapsing and the retail sales are collapsing. They're trying to put everything on sale at some point so that they can make some sales. So we may see some price drops, but the underlying foundational structure of what the Biden administration put into practice here of getting the interest rates up and getting the fuel costs up and making everybody's dollar be shrink, essentially, all that's still completely in effect.
Now, the Pentagon has ordered a review of the classified documents leak, and it appears as if there's going to be some changes made very quickly coming out of the Pentagon about all of this.
Well, I can imagine. All leave is canceled. Nobody can go to sleep. Everybody has to work on this problem until they feel as though they've secured the nation's documents in this sense. This is a very, very big deal. I don't care what the president says. He tried to minimize the whole thing. But anybody who knows that this is bad.
You can minimize it if you want, but that's not the reality of the situation.
Well, of course not. And to some degree, I don't know that I'm sure he's briefed on this, but it doesn't seem that he's taking it as seriously as he should, at least in the way that he responded to reporters initially when he's on his trip.
And I'm not sure where this is going, but the European countries are chiming in en masse, and they are chastising China for their threats to Taiwan.
Well, and that is a good thing, because what we're seeing as well, Captain, is we're seeing China and President Xi in particular trying to drive wedges in between the United States and our European allies. China's trying to become the big new player. We're going to help with peace in Ukraine and all this kind of stuff. And they're doing all these things deliberately, but they definitely don't want our alliances to stay strong. And so this is a good thing if we have some of our European partners condemning China, initially here, even before anything ever happens with Taiwan.
Well, we do as of now. We'll see where this goes.
Yep.
Now, if you were flying a wall, what would you think?
Well, I think that the Europeans are looking at the world very closely. I think they're watching to see where China's influence is really going to be. China and Russia, of course, buddy-buddy in ways that they shouldn't be at this point, because it's not good for anybody, not good for the rest of the world. And they're looking at a problem with Joe Biden and his lack of leadership. I think they're wondering, where do we go? What do we do? There's no clear path here from the United States, and that's not a good thing.
All righty. Here comes the music, and we're coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Number 2, don't go anywhere. I will be back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
York, install confidence.
Hi, I'm Chris Casher with AC Today. You know, people ask me, what makes AC Today different? Well, unlike other companies, we're not going to replace your system if there's another solution. Why replace if you can repair? You know, in many cases, a simple repair can save you thousands. And if you do need a new system, we always offer a wide range of options from equipment to financing. So give us a call at 941-755-1336. That's 941-755-1336. I'm Chris Casher, and we'd like to earn your trust. We make it easy to do business on your terms, not ours. For all your local AC needs, you have to call AC Today, not tomorrow.
Online at actoday-fl.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
Captain Matt here. Did you know Mixon Groveside Cafe bakes the bread for their sub sandwiches fresh daily? They use the highest quality ingredients. I love the amazing Superman and the nightclub sub. Also, their burger isn't called the forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge. Seasoned to perfection and your choice of cheese. It won't disappoint. Always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Mixing Groveside Cafe, visit today. The hidden gem of Bradenton, 941-748-5829.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
All right, well, they're getting down there, Kyle. Who is that group?
Funk 49, I think.
Who is it?
I'm not, I know it's that, but yeah, tell me who else it is.
Joe Walsh.
Oh, it's Joe Walsh. Okay,
and
cool.
And some of his friends in his garage studio just to getting down with the sound.
I love it. Yeah.
Yep, that's really good. They're just jamming is all they're doing. And I mean, my God, that's great stuff.
I think so. Yeah, Joe Walsh, he's pretty cool.
Speaking of great stuff, what's the weather like out there by you?
Well, right now we got about 53 degrees here in Southern California, and as we go through the next several days, looks like we're going to have hopefully some sunny weather here. We're not going to have hot temperatures in the Southern California area, but they're going to stay pretty mild. But for our friends up in Seattle, Washington, Captain, on Saturday, they're expecting rain showers. That's going to continue on through maybe Wednesday of this coming week. So that's sort of a weekend forecast for Seattle. Portland's about the same. Looks like mostly cloudy on Saturday. Rain coming in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. So you want to be careful there. And, of course, we're continuing to see some warmer temperatures up in northern Nevada, up along I-80. That can cause some snow melt and even maybe some flooding. So we got some flood warnings going on between Winnemucca and Elko, basically, if you're up on I-80. Then you continue with winter weather advisories coming out west of Denver on I-70 as we go through this weekend. And then right now, as of this morning, we're still looking at some of that snow and rain, Captain, come down I-25. Since last hour, it's actually moved on to the east of I-25, so it looks like you're clearing out there. But, of course, it's still heading over towards the Kansas area. And then rounding everything out right now, looks like we've got continuing aerial flood advisories up in northern Montana. Again, you have the warming of the area there causing small stream flooding because of the snow melt. So be careful out there this weekend.
Well, the warming versus the cold is giving us fog in numerous areas. Right now in the panhandle of Texas, or Oklahoma rather, and Texas, including Amarillo, Texas, you have got fog, dense fog, probably for 100 miles east. And for 100 miles south, which definitely means that you're getting it down below Amarillo, down below there as well. You've also got some fog angling up into Kansas coming out of Amarillo. So be advised of that, as this is dense pea soup fog. Going up to North Dakota, we got rain in about two-thirds of the state there over towards Minnesota. And then in Minnesota itself, the eastern part of Minnesota, to include the northeastern corner of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and all the way up into Duluth, you've got rain. You've got a winter storm watch in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've got rain in the northern part of Wisconsin, and some rain is just now starting in the northern part of Lake Michigan, which is going to come south, and it'll find its way on down, I'm sure, towards Chicago and Gary and all those areas. Now, we do have more fog to talk about in the central part of Tennessee, which will include Nashville, and it'll run probably for about 40 or 50 miles east-west out of Nashville, so be advised of that. Coming out of Alabama, straight north up I-65, you're going to have fog coming north out of Birmingham, and east-west along I-20 through Birmingham, so be careful there with all of that. We do have some rain tonight down along the Gulf, which is down there around Mobile at the moment, and that rain is going to be moving towards the east and might see some down in South Florida after a while or so. We might get some right here where I'm at, as a matter of fact, so there you go. Now, moving up the East Coast, we've got fog, Chesapeake Bay. We've got fog right around Wilmington, North Carolina. And we have more fog up the East Coast going up along Jersey and up along the coastline of Long Island and Connecticut and Cape Cod. And then it jumps up into top skipping, jumping up along the main coastline there. So be advised of all that. Okay, Mr. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app and all the great amenities that Pilot and Flying J travel centers have for our trucker friends and traveler friends out there. PilotFlyingJ.com.
You betcha. I look forward to talking to you again on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain. Looking forward to it.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Make sure you go over to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com. Check out all the different things he has to offer. He's got a one-man extravaganza over there. A lot of different things over there. Go over and take a look at it, and I'm sure you're going to like seeing it. Okay, now to Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on in the world in which we live?
Well, pick a target.
Pick a target. Documents.
Okay, so it looks like this was really done out of ego. I don't think he had the same ideology as some of the others, except that I think in one or two cases he just felt like he had the power to put out there, because he actually did searches. Because he had that kind of access. He kind of knew things were over with in the last day or so. So he kind of said his goodbyes to his group on Discord. I don't think he was really trying to expose big things like Snowden did. That doesn't mean that there aren't other accesses out there. Now that he put these documents out there, they floated around, especially, some Russians, put it on their Telegram pages. So it's going to take a while to kind of dig out of this. And I think the Department of Justice is looking at some others. Other people. Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe they are, too. And again, kudos to this European fellow who found all of this information and did the right thing.
Well, Bellingcat. I interviewed him years ago, and he has mobilized some very good internet investigative sleuth out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Denise Simon, too. FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, see all the different things she has to offer.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily allowing use of an abortion drug.
Justice Samuel Alito announced that keeping the abortion pill rules in place will give the high court time to more fully consider the issues raised in a court challenge. Alito's five-day pause expires late next Wednesday and will allow justices time to decide whether lower court rulings restricting the FDA's approval of the drug mifepristone should be allowed to take effect in the short term. The abortion issue is back at the Supreme Court less than a year after its overturning of Roe v. Wade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump vows to defend and expand gun owners' rights in a speech to the National Rifle Association's annual meeting in Indianapolis Friday. He says if he's reelected, he will continue to uphold gun owners' rights as he did after his 2016 election.
I promise you that I would save your Second Amendment from absolute obliteration. That's where it was going. And as your president, that's exactly what I did. We saved our Second Amendment, and we're going to save it for a long time to come. It's under siege, but we're going to save it for a long time to come, forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Former Vice President Mike Pence also addressed the gathering, while some GOP presidential hopefuls sent videos to the convention. Montana is now the first state to pass a bill banning TikTok on personal devices. The bill makes it illegal for app stores to allow the option to download the social media app, as well as banning the company from operating in Montana. It is not illegal for those who already have it on their phone. Natural gas exports get the okay from the Biden administration. The Energy Department will allow Alaska LNG to export the natural gas to other countries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Some surprises are good, some surprises are life-changing, and some surprises can be financially devastating. That's why you need 210 Home Buyers Warranty. 210 Home Buyers Warranty covers critical systems like your heating, cooling, and water heater, and appliances like your fridge from breakdowns caused by routine use. Because something will break down right when you need it most. A refrigerator breakdown can cost over $1,200 to replace. With 210, as little as $85. Water heater breakdown, nearly $1,800. With 210, as little as $85. AC breakdown, $2,500. With 210, as little as $85.
I enjoy knowing that any issues I may have with my home will be taken care of.
Everything was handled professionally.
The response and service is always timely and professional.
No matter the age of your home or appliances, a home warranty service agreement from 210 Home Buyers Warranty can help reduce your financial stress. Call 800-471-7187. 800-471-7187. That's 800-471-7187. Call now to get 2 months free.
A senior Federal Reserve official says there's been little progress on inflation for more than a year and that more interest rate hikes are needed to get prices under control. Correspondent Ken Lormand has details.
Christopher Waller, a member of the Fed's governing board, didn't specify how many more increases he supports, but said in written remarks that inflation, quote, is still much too high, so my job is not done. Waller's comments expressing support for more rate hikes follow a forecast by the Fed staff economist revealed in Fed Minutes Wednesday for a mild recession later this year. Ken Lorman reporting.
The CEO of Anheuser-Busch finally responds to the backlash that followed the company's using a man who poses as a woman to promote their product. Brendan Whitworth indirectly responded, saying the company never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. The company's lost over $6 billion in value. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey.
Find us online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Mike Gallagher here. Now's the time to sign up for our trip to Israel this fall. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land this October, the Stand With Israel Tour. Thanks to our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, we're going to visit amazing places in Israel that will amaze and inspire you with every step of the way. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to learn more about this incredible journey. In Israel, we'll explore key sites you'll never forget. We'll walk on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee inside replica first century boats and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you won't want to miss. Our expert guides will help explain the importance of each and every site. The food and accommodations are precisely designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Dennis Prager and myself this October. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station in Studio E to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women. That includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there delivering the mail and all related things to that. And that includes our Amazon drivers delivering the packages that they have to sort and deliver. That also includes our suicide jockeys who are heartily out there delivering the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel that's needed for the planes to fly around. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We also are on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, let's move up the tundra, up into the North Countries, and take a look at somebody that's sitting up there looking down on us, and we'll look up at her. And it would be none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Yay, good morning.
Yay, and yay is right. It's a gorgeous day. Gorgeous morning starting out here. Let me make sure I got the right temperature here. 74 degrees. We got 74 degrees in both installations here on each side of the studio. So there you go. And that works for me. Very nice morning.
Yes, very nice.
You ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country and our great state were all founded on Judeo-Christian principles and beliefs. Okay, looking at the news according to Hoyle, American troops at the Kiev embassy are, in fact, in harm's way, as is now being reported by a number of agencies after the report came out initially. Well, there's no real threat to the troops at Kiev. Really?
Well, I mean, if you have an embassy is always guarded by Marines. So, but we do have uniformed personnel in Ukraine. That should not be a surprise to anybody. And, you know, there are those that are there that are helping to direct target packages for those on the front line. Remember, most of the combat is happening over in the east. I haven't seen a lot of reports where you have these missiles that are coming in and bombing Kyiv or anything beyond eastern Ukraine. But, yeah, I mean, you definitely have uniformed personnel. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and we do have missiles going back and forth and all that sort of stuff, but... you know, we are there operating the guidance systems and the radar and the intelligence and whatnot, which is what we're doing. That's what we do, and we do it just as good or better than anybody else. And I think it would be fair to say that if you did a little looking, you'd find them.
Yeah. The interesting question is, nobody's talking about contractors.
Yep.
And we do have them in country, but we also have most of them, I think, in Poland, that are providing frontline intelligence.
Yep. Can't go anywhere without the contractors. That seems to be the way of life these days. But it is what it is. And, you know, now that we've established that and people understand that, we can get on with what we need to do. Now, I don't know who... is trying to pick on who here the most, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is rumored to be retiring. I kind of have my doubts about that, and I do know there's three senators that are rallying for votes to replace him. He is coming back to work on Tuesday, I think.
Correct. But there's a lot of chatter, especially because they're trying to push Feinstein out, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's some things certainly in play on the Senate side.
Well, I get Feinstein. She has not done anything for months.
Well, you know, she's got obviously issues, and apparently she's been out for a while on, because she's got shingles.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're getting ready to take a break. And when we take that break and come back from that break, we'll take a look at what I just got here in the way of a message. But Denise and I will be right back. Okay, there you are. Let me see what you're saying. All right, we'll be back with more, and Denise and I will be chatty some more about Mike Pompeo. Don't forget, he's not going to run, according to him, for anything. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
It's a Prosperity Minute with Greg Ellie and the Prosperity Group in Sarasota.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. And if you're 59 and a half, did you know that you can do what's called an in-service rollover with your 401k? Most plans allow this. Why should you do this? Well, if the market loses 40%, you've got $500,000 in your 401k, you're down to $300,000. Let me show you a way to protect your 401k by doing the in-service rollover, and we'll transfer that asset into something that's safe, guaranteed, and will give you a reasonable rate of income. Give us a call.
Safe money strategies from the Prosperity Group include retirement planning, wealth management, tax planning, and estate and legacy planning. The Prosperity Group, online at mymoneyissafe.com or call 800-440-0434. That's mymoneyissafe.com or call 800-440-0434.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For over a century, local radio has evolved with the needs of the community. From politics to pop culture, we keep you informed, bringing you the most relevant news online, on air, and on the go. You have trusted us with your news, sports, weather, and entertainment. Trust us to keep moving with you. Text radio to 52886. And tell Congress local broadcasting is here to stay.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCo.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCo.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO is an insurance company. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for well over 85 years, and all you need to do to get a rate to find out if they're comparable or compatible for you is to go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you'll also be able to find out who your local agent is there, how to get a hold of them. And if you want to go through them, you can. No big deal. But you can also get everything done right there on the website, GEICO.com. Remember, if you got a car, if you got a truck, maybe you've also got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, you bundle all that together, you save money on the package. Now, where you really save money is when you add into that your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. That's where you'll save a boatload of money. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Mike Pompeo announced he's not going to run for president. That's too bad. A lot of people thought that he would have made a good one. But he certainly was a good Secretary of State, in my opinion, and almost an even better CIA director.
True enough. And he says that he is not a candidate for 2024, which is interesting because that means it could mean that he would perhaps be a candidate, in the next term after that. So we don't know. But, this guy's got quite the resume, and I believe that he has some skill sets that would be very good for the next Republican administration. Mm-hmm. And he could have his sights on something else, just not president.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We'll have to wait and see what it is. But whatever it is that he does, it's going to be good because he's been nothing short of brilliant with the things that he's done so far.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is Stefan Pesentino?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, it says he's a Washington, D.C. lawyer who represented former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson during her appearance before the January 6th House Select Committee that investigated, of course, the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. He is now suing the committee for some $67 million for destroying his reputation and career.
I think he was a D.C. lawyer that attended the rally. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the outcome necessarily is of his case, but if he's suing, he probably has, as a lawyer, he probably has some kind of reason to do that. But I don't know the details of that, so I really can't speak to it.
Well, there was no case ever brought against him, so that's where that went. So they tried to ruin him by saying that he did this. But there just was no case.
It seems to be, a handful of cases just like that. Mm-hmm. So he could, in fact, also, if he's representing himself, he could represent others and have somewhat of a class action suit.
Yeah. Well, I hope he gets something together and sticks it against these people because they deserve it.
Yeah. They. I think that we're seeing some of these cases that are actually being settled, while others not so much. But it's still not over with by a long stretch.
Now, did you see what Elon Musk is up to now? As he's caused a stir on Twitter once again when he called for any parent or doctor who carries out a sex change surgery on children to be locked away in prison for life.
Well, I did see that. People are free to have an opinion. And if you watch any part of, Tucker Carlson and the people that he has mm-hmm. on his show on this very topic, I don't think that he's trying to say these are the consequences. And a lot of these schools are they are pushing for these procedures to be done without parents' knowledge or approval. Mm. And that includes even school psychologists who should necessarily lose their license for that. I don't think I disagree with Elon Musk on this one. I think he could be right.
It's Ron DeSantis round two coming in the Disney trial.
Well, apparently, he created the committee to manage Disney, and apparently Disney went around them and created their own committee. So that whole thing is not over yet. And I think it's part of the reason is because Disney owes the state of Florida somewhere around $780 million in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they want to pay it. So I think that's really at the basis of what Disney is trying to do and did. So they wouldn't have to be on the hook for that.
Well, I wouldn't want to pay it either.
Well, but they owe it.
Okay, question for the day. This is coming from Jimmy, and Jimmy is in Birmingham, Alabama, trucking westbound tonight, Captain, listening to you. Question for you and Denise. The top secret documents dump, was it a case of sloppiness?
No, I don't think it was sloppiness at all. He knew what he was doing. In fact, he was purposely taking these things home and photographing them, I might add, on his kitchen counter, because they could tell from the countertop that it was coming from his house. Well, it's purposeful. You do internet searches or searches on the system, because remember, some of these documents were CIA documents, some of them were NSA documents.
Yep.
Some of them came from ZipperNet. So it was clearly not sloppiness. He just I think he had some kind of an ego. He was kind of the big guy within this group on Discord. But he'd been doing this for quite some time. It wasn't just since March. This had gone on for months. No, I don't think it was sloppiness at all.
Are you ready for this one? Al Sharpton, okay. the Reverend L. Sharpton, has ripped the progressives for being soft on crime policies.
Well, I'm not sure what the whole context of that is. I did see that just in the headline. I didn't get into the article or context of that. But it will be a huge talking point when it comes to, the campaign season when it gets into full speed, and should be, because what's happening here is that crime has become legal. If you don't prosecute crime, then you're essentially saying what these people are doing is legal.
Yep.
The consequence of crime, let's just say for New York or Chicago, is that you end up with a larger area of blighted communities because they're bailing out. And you got this new mayor of Chicago that he's blaming corporate America, businesses, for not having their own security and whatnot. So, they got it all twisted.
All right, hold that thought, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things she has to offer.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Come on now,
celebrate good times. AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Protests are erupting once again in France. France's top constitutional body ruled Friday that the president's plan to increase the retirement age from 62 to 64 is legal. Workers across France have been protesting for weeks since that plan was announced. The airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has reopened after the rainiest day in the city's history. The National Weather Service says Fort Lauderdale recorded just under 26 inches of rain within a 24-hour period on Wednesday, and then they got more rain on Thursday. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there's a 62% chance El Nino will take over between May and July, and an 80 to 90% chance it will be here by fall. El Nino means a cold, wet winter for the southern U.S. California could see lots of rain and colder temperatures as well. This is SRN News.
You can be a successful investor in the stock market by knowing what the market is going to do.
Hi, I'm Phil Brandy of PhilsGang.com. God, you go nuts listening to these shows on TV, you know, Cramer, any of them. I mean, they're giving you total garbage, garbage in, garbage out. One day they tell you, buy this stock. Next day, don't buy the stock. Then you have two people on the show. One guy saying buy it. The other guy says don't buy it. So the question is, what the hell do you do? Well, we don't have questions here at Phil's Gang. And they never have to ask the question, what do you think the market's going to do? My members always know what the market's going to do because they've learned how to follow the money. That's right. Follow the money. You don't follow fundamentals. You follow the money. And what is that? That's volume. That's the buyers and the sellers. And the other thing, you've got to learn how to sell a stock as well as buy a stock.
Follow the money. Follow Phil Grandy.
Check it out, philsgang.com. Go to my podcast, YouTube, and Rumble every day. That's philsgang.com.
This Week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's time for our nation to start taking Chinese President Xi Jinping's threats over Taiwan seriously.
He keeps telling us he's going to do it by force if necessary.
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Town Hall Week in Review, Sunday nights at 11 on AM 930, The Answer.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and it is time for our military and veterans news segment, weekend style. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this is brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. Find them online by going to the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. It is a very highly paying and lucrative job. It's one that you will be saying, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Now, for those of you in the military that are getting out, that are working in aviation, this is right up your alley. You really wouldn't lose a step. You'd make a lot of money in the process, I'll tell you that much, though. because you'd be able to go back and go anywhere you wanted to work. Want to work overseas? Fine. Got you covered. Want to work anywhere in the U.S.? Fine. Got you covered, wherever the job openings are. But my point is, former military that have worked in aviation, that have been aviation maintenance technicians, and all they have to do now is get the civilian certification, is you take a short class to be able to brush you up so that you can pass that federal certification test. And when you do, it's up and away. And you'll be right out there. Could be making a six-figure salary right off the bat. But you'll certainly be making a good five-number salary. A very good five-number salary. Probably around $60,000 to $65,000, maybe $70,000 a year starting out. Again, if you go overseas, you're going to get that $100,000 or more, just because that's the nature of the beast. But that's all up to you as far as your God-given ability. So check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the door. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. They'd be more than happy to give you the information. And if it were me and I was starting up and I didn't know the campus or the school, I'd go to both. I'd go take a tour at the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and I'd go take a tour at the one here in Clearwater, Florida, right outside of Tampa Bay. That's what I would do. Then you know. Okay. With this arrest of this young 21-year-old Airman First Class, the Air National Guardsman, in connection with the DOD intel leak, we run into a situation where, similar to many years ago, some of you are going to remember this name or remember the incident, Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. We run into a very similar situation. Damage was done. As far as the extent of the damage and who got the information and what they're going to do with it, we don't know yet. What we do know is that a whole bunch of our people that are either working as civilians or on duty as military in the Ukraine have been compromised now. They've been compromised. So now what do we do? Well, common sense and logic would tell you, you pull them out and you replace them with somebody new. Will that happen? Well, let's see. With the gang that can't shoot straight? Probably not. And I'm talking about Joe Biden. Our military, folks, make no mistake about it, has gone from the best that there ever was to, you wonder now what they was and what they are. And I'm not putting the military down. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just telling you, your leadership, boys and girls, at the Pentagon, they're now a bunch of wusses. Oh, we can't touch them. We can't do this. We can't take the shot. That guy's got a bomb, but yeah, we can't take a shot because it might blow up some innocent people. And I'm talking about what happened in Afghanistan, when one of our Marine snipers had the bad guy with the bomb in his sights and could have dropped him right where he was. We wouldn't have lost 13 soldiers. It's that simple. And it's a shame that we've got to have people that don't understand the nature of protecting your own people first. It's just a shame. But what am I going to do? You can talk all day. And, of course, after the tragedies that we've seen, we need a few positive experiences. And I'm not sure we're going to get them with this gang that can't shoot straight, because no matter what happens, they just aren't up to the task. Lloyd Austin, remember, you got to remember the history of Lloyd Austin. He was the general in Iraq who was in charge of pulling our troops out and created the vacuum that gave us ISIS. That's a fact. You can go look it up. Go look it up and see what he did when we pulled out of Iraq. They came in behind us like a bulldozer in the middle of a quicksand pile. And what happened the other day in Afghanistan when they were there for the funeral? Unbelievable. Again, you just can't make this stuff up. Now, a test of the Army's short-range air defense laser prototypes took down some drones at Yuma the other day. Until now, you haven't heard about it because I haven't said a word and I haven't seen it anywhere. But now I got this story, so I'm going to mention it. The downed drones littered the battlefield at Yuma Proving Ground in Arizona during a five live fire test of the Stryker-based short-range air defense system. Now, they're prototypes with a 50-kilowatt laser. They're also operating full speed ahead and full charge ahead by many in the military who are now starting to get those units and embed them with what they've got going. Now, do I believe for a second that regardless of their age, that somebody would take that and sell those secrets around the world? No. No. But could it happen accidentally? Sure. Could it happen intentionally? Oh, most positively, we've already seen that. And now think about this. As the services are going to have to check and see what they're going to have to do, the changes they're going to make sure that people that aren't supposed to get this material, this classified material, number one, they don't get it. And number two, if it does accidentally show up in their pack or their whatever, it immediately shows up to where we can see that they've got it. There's got to be a way to do that, and I think there is. And I think they're going to get to the bottom, and I think we're going to find out about it in the days and weeks to come. All right, don't go anywhere. Final segment of the show when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back. Stick around. It's about to get real.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this
News Insight Passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates.
Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Nixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton is Florida's sweetest attraction. Whether you're looking for fresh fruits straight from our groves, stopping in for one of Nixon's famous pressed Cuban sandwiches at the Groveside Cafe, taking a walk on the wild side on our wildlife preserve, or you're in the mood for a tasty treat like our orange vanilla swirl ice cream, you'll find it and so much more at Mixon Fruit Farms. For more information, visit Mixon.com. That's M-I-X-O-N.com.
Mixon Farms, a fruit farm with a twist.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America is right there, Mr. Jeff, and thank you very much for doing that for us, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. The only thing different during the week is we have another hour to play with, and we usually have another guest or two on during that hour. So there you have. Now, I want to mention for our friends in Orlando that coming up May the 6th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, I will be making a personal appearance at the Central Florida Patriots Freedom Expo 2023. Now, it's being presented by X Insurance. Saturday, May the 6th at the Seminole Harley-Davidson in Sanford from 9 to 12. It'll go on longer than that, but I'm only going to be there till noon, then I'm going to be leaving to come back home. Now with me, the headliner will be former Trump senior advisor and host of the America First Salem Network program, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Yep, he'll be there on the Car Arm stage. Plus, all of our local hosts over there in Orlando will be there. I will be there. I've been invited to show up, and I told them I would be there. Yours truly, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. Look forward to shaking the hands of many of the Orlando listeners. Got a lot of good friends over there, a lot of good callers that call in, and people that send us messages that we use every night. Now, they're going to have a classic military vehicle display, too. It'll be a day filled with fancy-dancy motorcycles, the blues, meaning the music, barbecue, meaning what they're cooking, and purdy girls. Yep, purdy girls. Can't be around a motorcycle place without seeing purdy girls. And tickets are absolutely free. Absolutely free. You can go online if you want to upgrade to the Corona Cigar Company VIP experience as a very important patriot. You'll be able to include a meet and greet with Dr. Sebastian Gorka there, all of our local Salem media hosts, collections, a T-shirt will be there for you, a signed copy of Larry Correia's new book called In Defense of the Second Amendment, VIP seating, and a whole bunch more. So get your tickets now by going to theanswerorlando.com. That's theanswerorlando.com. Arrive early and stay late. Bikes, blues, barbecue, babes, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka and yours truly at the Freedom Expo 2023. I look forward to seeing you there. Hopefully you can make it. Love to have you. Love to have you. Okay. We expect over the weekend to hear about some changes that the DOD will be making when it comes to classified material, who gets it, how they get it, where it goes, what they can do with it, how they can handle it. It's all stuff that should have already been SOP, in other words, standing operating procedure. But for some reason, it's all screwed up again, as it was a few years ago when they had to go back in and clean it up. Now, there's got to be some unit commanders of these intelligence units that are not doing their job, or they're not properly trained the people that work under them to do their job. Because this never should have been allowed. This never should have been allowed to happen. Never. There's too many ways to stop this. And nobody intervened. Nobody. Now, what the hell? You sitting on your hands here, guys and gals? Well, we can't say anything because we might be in trouble and they might do it. Are you kidding me? You're talking about the security of your country and you're talking about people's lives in the Ukraine. There are people in the Ukraine now that are fearing for their life because of their information is out there about them. And it never should have happened. So there's an answer somewhere. It may be going back to what we used to do, where only a certain amount of people with a certain amount of grade, rank, and age could get certain things, and that's the way it was. And until you got to that next position up the line, you weren't able to access but just so much stuff. Think about that for a minute. Why weren't we doing that to begin with? Who changed the system that allowed this to happen? I'll bet you dimes to donuts right now that it was somebody in the Obama-Biden administration, perhaps, where it started, and then under Biden it got worse. And under Austin as the Secretary of Defense, that's when the policy was implemented to open things up. Again, I told you about him. And where I remember him from was a commanding general put in charge to get all the troops out of Iraq when we left Iraq under Barack Obama. That was his forte. And as a result, he got promoted, if you remember correctly. As a result of doing that, he wound up getting promoted. Did he deserve it? Probably not, because we haven't left. We are still there. And we're going to have to be with all the equipment that we've got scattered around there that they're going to want to keep using as collateral or whatever. Now, again, when it comes to the training of this and use of this equipment, we do have Green Berets on the ground showing these folks how to do what they need to do. And it's not like they went home and there's nobody there. It's just not true. They're there. Some of them have been outed because of the leaks by this individual and his buddies. But when you go to bed tonight, think of one little thing here. That on Saturday morning, right here in Tampa, Florida, wherever you're at, I said we need to go back to the way we did things with the security levels. A certain amount of rank can only see so much stuff, and you got to be at a certain rank to be able to see some of this higher level stuff. Apparently, this young man was able to achieve things that he never should have been able to see. And again, I'm at a loss for why that is. Could it be because he was working by himself at night? On the overnight shift? Maybe. Maybe. That's possible. Because who was going to catch him? Nobody. But if his commanding officer wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, then he certainly burdened some responsibility himself. So that's something else to think about as we all sit here and wonder what's going to happen next. Well, I know what's going to happen next for me. I'm going to go home and get showered up and all that, and going to go out and drive around today and look at some new wheels, see what I can come up with. That's what I'm going to do. And if I come up with something today, so be it. If it's another weekend or whatnot, so be that too. I'm looking at something specific. So we'll see what happens. So you might see me driving around with something different next week or the week after, whatever the case may be. But in the meantime, I want everybody to remember that here at the Captain's America Third Watch, this program is all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We can hire them. We can fire them. And we need to start doing that. We need to get rid of the people that are not doing the job they were elected to do. And we need to get it done sooner rather than later. Okay, folks. Captain's America. Truck's on. I'll be back Monday morning, 2 a.m. God bless America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Take the steps to protect your life, home, and community at BeWildfireReadyFL.com. While spring is wildfire season in Florida, our state is at risk for wildfires almost year-round. Wildfire can burn more than just trees. Prevent and prepare for wildfire at BeWildfireReadyFL.com.